Well, 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 what a pleasure it is to welcome Trevor Miller to the early edition here at AM 1150. As the West Kelowna Warriors dominated play in Game 7 of their Interior Conference quarterfinal series with the Cranbrook Bucks, what a night, what a night, what a night for the fans at Royal LePage Place. Good evening. Good morning to you, sir. What a night for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to say, by the way, I'm really digging the Hockey Night in Canada theme every time we talk.
we're working at it. I guess he just walked into our studio dressed in his West Kelowna Warriors jersey with his name boldly emblazoned across the back. Mayor Gord Milsom is here in studio with us. We're going to be talking with him this morning. But I got to say, I'm going to say this to the mayor as well, but also to yourself. I don't think I ever really fully appreciated the power of a sport franchise and its ability to change the mental attitude of an entire community. Because I'll tell you what, sir, as those some thousands of people left Royal LePage Place last night, they stepped out into the evening and they were all lifting off the ground. They all had huge smiles on their faces. Wherever they went last night, post-hockey game, they sent a lot of great energy out into the community. It was a phenomenal night with a 5-1 final score.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to the community of West Kelowna because this is, you know, it's just such a rewarding thing to see the community rally around the team like that. And, you know, over 1,400 people in the building. I know you were there, Phil. The energy was phenomenal. And I think that was something that I thought, you know, through the first period, I think it was a little nervous energy, maybe a little tense just with the situation and, you know, where everything was. And it was game seven, but the team certainly didn't show that. You know, the Warriors outshot Cranbrook 21-5 in the first period. Got a late goal from Brennan Nelson. That really seemed to lift the building. And after that, it was phenomenal. And, you know, those are the nights that you kind of think about, you know, when you're playing hockey in the backyard and everything else, and when you have a Game 7 opportunity. And as a fan, I think, you know, it seemed like the community really enjoyed it, really came out and relished in the moment. And, you know, it's very exciting. Obviously, to get the first round win, get the victory, and here we go. Now, 2 days later, you get right back into the fight again on Friday against Sam and Arm. But it was just a phenomenal night last night.
Okay. Now, I know nothing about how you've played Sam and Arm over the regular season. Game one is Friday night, Royal LePage Place, 7 p.m. puck drop. Tickets available at the Warriors website as well as the box office 1 hour before puck drop on Friday evening. How did you play Sam and Arm over the course of the winter?
It was good. The Warriors won 5 out of 6 meetings between these two teams. Home ice advantage was the biggest key and the biggest factor in that. But the home team won every game but one in this season series. And, you know, for the good part for the Warriors is the fact that they have home ice. And even you go back to a couple of years ago when, you know, this team played, I think it was last season these two teams played, it was the same situation where the home team won every game but one. It's been very interesting, their games, even though it's been lopsided towards the home team. The games have been close. These two teams match up extremely well. They've only played once since the trade deadline, and Sam and Arm made a lot of changes to their roster. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. These two teams played each other in the playoffs 2 years ago in the second round, where the Warriors won 4-1 to advance to the Interior Conference Finals. So they love for a similar script in this one and to be able to do that. The interesting part about that series is the Warriors won 3 games in Sam and Arm in that series, did not lose on the road. So coming back to 2 years later, the Warriors have home ice. You mentioned first game Friday night, Friday, Saturday, games 1 and 2 at RLP. And, you know, the energy in the building has been so fantastic. We're looking forward to that again. In the second round, Sam and Arm travels well. They have fans that will come down. That'll make the energy just that much better. But the season series went to West Kelowna in a very good way this year, and they'll look to try and keep that success going on Friday.
Well, I have a chance in just after 9 o'clock to spend a little time in conversation with Mayor Gord Milsom. If I have a regret about last night's game, it was that first goal. because I gather from everybody's exclamations and discussions and the chatter, the nervous chatter, that first goal that kind of set the Cranbrook back on their heels. And wouldn't you just love to have been able to see that replay up there on the screen so that you get a second look or a third look at it? And what a difference this new scoreboard with screens all around at a cost of about $300,000, but I think money well spent. What a difference that's going to make for the team, what that's going to mean for games, and just the atmosphere in the rink.
Yeah, it'll be incredible. And, you know, it's great to see what the energy has been like, obviously, through the course of the playoffs and throughout the season. But adding that element to things has been so terrific. And, of course, you know, working with the city of West Kelowna and getting that up and running. I know our in-game host, Alex Draper, last night was talking to Gord during the game and you know, pumping that fact of getting that video board in. And it's just going to add such a great element and a great experience to you know, a game night and having the opportunity to, you know, you mentioned look up at the video board for a replay or get any little fan engagement in there, maybe a kiss cam or something like that, just something to get the energy going and keep the energy going throughout the night. So I know as a team, we're really looking forward to it. I think the city's really looking forward to it. It just enhances every little aspect that you can of a Warriors game, and it should be really exciting when that's up and installed and is being able to shine in front of the crowd.
Well, my understanding, according to the mayor, it's been ordered. I believe it's even in its great big box and kind of sitting in a warehouse somewhere. And apparently in June, it is going to be installed in the Royal LePage place. And hand in glove with that is the big expansion of your gondola up there. Because I guess this scoreboard or this electronic piece of engineering requires a fair bit of room to put all the electronic support in it, to get it connected to the to center ice out there in the middle of the house. So lots going to happen. You're not even going to recognize your broadcast position when you come back next year.
No, I'm not. It's going to be a completely different setup. And yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I don't know if maybe the general public knows just how much of an inner working it is to put something like that up, but obviously have the back end, as you mentioned, of the electronics and everything hooked up to that. You know, we've had a great chance to upgrade our broadcast this year from an online perspective with a couple of different camera angles and adding a producer. And even that has made already a pretty tight press box even more intimate. So it'll be nice to have a little bit of extra room. Obviously, that'll be filled up rather quickly, but an opportunity to house that kind of a project and just to have that experience for our fans will be phenomenal. And it's going to be a completely different look in the press box, but a completely different look in the building too. And we know that the fans will come out and support it as they have all this year and all throughout the playoffs as well. And again, continuing to look forward to that support on Friday night and keep this thing rolling to lead into what will be a fun year next year, too.
So as that final 5-1 score appeared on the board, and the Warriors now get ready to advance to the second round with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, what happened post-game? Did you have a chance to go to the dressing room? You know, was there any kind of a celebration, or everybody's just dog-tired and going home to bed?
You know, I think there was a bit of a celebration. I think the guys, you know, came together in the dressing room after the game, obviously wanted to relish in the moment. I think that a lot of it was going to bed and getting rest, because it's one of the great things about sports, and it's one of the unfortunate things, is that, you know, you just slog your way through a 7-game, 12-day series, but in 2 days you have to do it all over again. And I think it's important to get rest. And the thing about athletes these days is that, you know, they're so in shape and they're so in tune with what they need to do. They know how much rest they need. They know how much recuperation they need. So I think a lot of the guys, it's relishing the moment. It's you know, spending the night thinking about how great it was, and then getting your proper hydration, getting your proper fuel, as in getting food, and just getting an opportunity to get to rest and looking forward to to seeing Sam and Arm on Friday. So
back to back
celebration, but yeah, I think for the most part, it's just getting rested up and getting ready to go.
Back to back home games coming up, and if you'd like to be in the house, the Warriors website, Warriors office and box office opens 1 hour before the game on Friday. Game one Friday night, Royal LePage plays 7 o'clock is puck drop, and I'll tell you one, if you want to have yourself a great evening and a whole lot of fun at a price point that isn't punitive, suggest that you should make your way to the Royal LePage place.